You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. Today, I decided to do somewhat Western-inspired songs. Last week, we did Western swing, and so this week, I decided to just do more straight Western, which is also referred to as cowboy music. So, as you might imagine, it was somewhat challenging to find cowboy music by women. So it's somewhat of a loose definition of the term, but should be fun. First, we have our PSA.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Alright, so the first song today is an older one. I thought we'd start with some older ones, well, sort of, to introduce us to the category. This one is written by Dale Evans, who is most known for her marriage to cowboy film star Roy Rogers. And the song is actually a duet between the two of them, but it seems to be written by her. And she had quite a career in radio herself. She found herself as a single mother at age 15 and moved to Memphis and started to pursue a career in music, taking courses in business. And she was working at an insurance agency when her boss overheard her singing and got her a job in a couple of Memphis radio stations singing and playing piano. And she took the name Dale Evans while working at a radio station in Louisville. They thought it would be a more pleasant name than her actual name, which is Frances Octavia Smith. Yeah, and she had quite a career on her own before she started co-starring with Roy Rogers in the Roy Rogers Show. But yeah, this is her song, Happy Trails. Let me plug in the aux. That would probably help you hear the song. Yeah, if we just got back from break and I'm a little out of sorts.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again. to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
Upon a star, on a tree in my backyard, chasing rainbows to the place where bluebirds sing. I learned to play guitar like a cowgirl and yodel while I never bat an eye. Thank heavens for the girls who wear a hat above their curls and sing a song to make a cowboy cry.
Thank you. cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves was made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell a-riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Alrighty, welcome back. We just heard a number of songs. First, we heard Happy Trails by Dale Evans. Then we heard Thank Heavens for Dale Evans, sung by Kristen Harris. But that is the first studio album by the original Chicks before Natalie Maines joined the band. They made an album called Thank Heavens for Dale Evans that was very traditional Western, and that's not available anywhere online. So this is a cover of that that I could find. And then we heard I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart, sung by Patsy Montana. That's a pretty famous one of old-time country. It was actually a 1930s Western song, recorded first in 1935. And it was the first country song by a female artist to sell more than 1 million copies. So good for her. And then after that, we heard a fun one called Ghost Riders in the Sky, sung by Peggy Lee. That is a Johnny Cash song. Or actually, it's written by Stan Jones and covered by a number of different artists, but most famously Johnny Cash. But that was a cover by Peggy Lee. And up next, we have That's the Way a Cowboy Rocks and Rolls, sung by Jesse Coulter. We're moving into some somewhat newer stuff now. Jesse Coulter is famous as the only woman on the original Outlaw album, and her marriage to Waylon Jennings. But this album is 1978. Here it is.
That's the way a cowboy rocks and rolls. Just one big
White lines on the freeway. night where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner, he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway.
Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way?
You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. Had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses. Privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled legs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the freeway.
You are listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. Today, we have been doing somewhat Western-inspired songs. Let's see, we just heard That's the Way a Cowboy Rocks and Rolls by Jesse Coulter. Then we heard Someday Soon, sung by Susie Bogus. That's actually a Ian and Sylvia song, but then it was covered by a lot of country and Western singers, I suppose, because it's about her being in love with a rodeo man. But Susie Bogus's cover came out in 91. Apparently, it came to be on the album because, according to Ian Tyson, the composer from Ian and Sylvia, it came to be on the album due to steel guitarist Tommy Spurlock, Tyson's sometime sideman, playing on the sessions for this album, and he said, "Why don't you all do Someday Soon, that old song of Tyson's?" They all gave him blank looks. Then they got the Judy Collins version of the song and cut it almost the same way with minor tweaking. Apparently then Susie Bogus claimed that she was the one that always wanted to play it, so there's a bit of a debate there. But anyways, then we heard Desperado sung by Linda Ronstadt. That's an Eagles song. But I thought it was a fun one. And then we heard Coyote sung by Joni Mitchell. That one's pretty loosely Western, but I don't know. I thought it was fun. It's about coyotes, or at least about a Western dude. It was inspired by Sam Shepard, who Mitchell briefly was linked to during the Bob Dylan 1975 tour. Yeah. So then up next we will hear Streets of Laredo sung by Suzanne Vega. Streets of Laredo is a cowboy ballad. Why can't I find the information I just had about that? It's a cowboy ballad. In which a dying ranger tells his story to another cowboy. Members of the Western Writers of America listed it as number 4 of the top 100 Western songs of all time. The old-time cowboy Frank Maynard, born in 1853 of Colorado Springs, claimed authorship of this song, although it seems that that is under debate. But anyways, it's a very old song, and it's a very traditional Western song, and I think it's a fun one. So here it is, sung by 90s alternative legend Suzanne Vega.
As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. I can see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come and sit down beside me and hear my sad story. I'm shot in the breast and I know I must die. It was once in the saddle I used to go dashing. Once in the saddle I used to go gay. It was first to the card house and down to old Rosie's. But I'm shot in the breast and I'm dying today. So beat the drum slowly, play the fife slowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, lay the sod pull me. I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong. 6 jolly gamblers to carry my coffin, 6 dance hall maidens to bear up my pall. Throw bunches of roses all over my coffin, roses tries to deaden the clouds as they fall. And go write a letter to my gray-haired mother. Please send the same to my sister so dear. Please not one word of all this would you mention when others should ask for my story to hear. There is another more dear than a sister. She'll bitterly weep when she knows that I'm gone. If some other man ever wins her affection, don't mention my name, and my name will pass on. When thus he had spoken, the hot sun was setting. The streets of Laredo grew cold as the clay. We took the young cowboy down to the Green Valley. There stands his marker we made to this day. We beat the drum slowly, played the fife slowly, bitterly wept as we bore him along. Down in the Green Valley, we laid the sod for him. Just a young cowboy who'd surely gone wrong.
There's a lone rebel soldier in the saddle, and his bay needs a good long rest. The war is now over for this Ballinger drover, so he keeps him pointed straight to the west. He left his wife and his ranch 4 years ago, and the son that he wouldn't know. As his pony leads on through the blistering sun, he sings a song to his tiring colt. Don't stop, Black Diamond, till we reach the Colorado. Home is just around the bend. Get us to the river and a promise I'll deliver. You'll never feel the saddle. Closes his eyes as the campfire dies. Diamonds off his feet tonight. He can see Marianne reaching for his hand. Same dream he dreams every night. He's got coffee burning just before dawn. Night rain soaked them down to the core. Diamond's at his side for another day's ride. With some luck, it'll be just one more. So don't stop, Black Diamond, till we reach the Colorado. Home is just around the bend. Get us to the river and I promise I'll deliver. You'll never feel the saddle. As they come to Hort's Creek, they're close to home. He kneels down to wash the war from his face. But down on his knees, terror rips through the trees. Comanche on their paints giving chase. He rides low on his mount as he turns to fire. One warrior falls away from his ride. Diamond raced on ahead, leaving a ribbon of red from the arrow digging deep in his side. But don't stop, Black Diamond, till you'll never feel the saddle again. The soldier stands proud at the river, but his pony lies still by his side. Didn't seem in much pain, but still the end came. The soldier falls on him and cries. He carries his saddle as he walks from the grave, kept his promise as he laid him to rest. The war is now over for this Ballinger drover, and diamonds pointed straight to the west. You can stop, Black Diamond, we have reached the Colorado. Home is just around the bend. You brought me to the river and the promise I'll deliver. You'll never feel the saddle again. You'll never feel the saddle again. Oh, you'll never feel the saddle
again if you think you've got a chance. I heard you bragging about your rodeo days. I can see the truth right through your cheap talking ways with your pawn shop rodeo buckle and your half-price drugstore pride. Your boots ain't seen no dust from the Bronx you didn't bust or the bulls that you never did ride. So take your pawn shop rodeo buckle to some dime store cowgirl to shine. You're a no-count Romeo from a discount rodeo with a one-night roundup in mind. Turn around. I said no thank you. It's time you learned that you can't buy this cowgirl with no silver you ain't earned. So hit the trail, boy. Just got thrown. Get back in that saddle that you ain't ever rode with your pawn shop rodeo buckle and your half-price drugstore pride. Your boots ain't seen no dust from the Bronx you didn't bust or the bulls that you never did ride. So take your pawn shop rodeo buckle, some dime store cowgirl to shine. You're a no-count Romeo from a discount rodeo with a one-night roundup in mind. Shop rodeo buckle to some dime store cowgirl to shine. You're a no-count Romeo from a discount rodeo with a one-night roundup in mind. So take your wholesale flea market two-for-one lines and your two-bit bargain basement cowboy disguise and your pawn shop rodeo buckle to some dime store cowgirl to shine.
All right, we just heard Black Diamond by Katie Moffitt, Montana Cowgirl by Stephanie Davis, and Pawn Shop Rodeo Buckle by Pauline Reese. That last one, I had never heard of her, but this album had multiple collaborations with Willie Nelson, so I thought that was cool. We'll have possibly two songs before we say goodbye. First, we'll have Leanne Rimes with her song Cattle Call. This is off her album from when she was 14 called Blue. And then after that, we'll close out with sort of a tribute to the women of the Wild West with a song by Lynn Anderson called Wild, Wild Women of the Wild, Wild West. This is a more recent album by her. She's famous from the 70s for her song Rose Garden, among others, and this is a more recent album with all songs written by her mother, Liz Anderson, who was a relatively famous songwriter. So yeah, that'll be the end of the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for tuning in. And see you again next week. Bye!
Western drawl.